So long, feels so good just to get back home, back to my friends and all the faces I love to see. Like a rainbow in the sky, a certain twinkle is in her eye, telling me they believe in what I am and what I wanna be.
Jerry Jeff Walker, 1977, a song called Don't It Make You Wanna Dance. That's on the MCA label. You flip that over, you've got a song that he wrote, and it's his version of it, Mr. Bojangles, which was a hit for quite a number of people along the way. But this version and Don't It Make You Wanna Dance and his version of Mr. Bojangles didn't chart. But good sound by him, and Jerry Jeff's got some really fun music out there. And it's from 1977. And what I'm doing today on the BRC radio show is I came across a box of records I've got, and I've got it marked late uncharted rock and roll. And basically it starts mid-60s on up to the 70s, on into the early 80s possibly. But I thought I'd just play a bunch of these today. And there's going to be a lot of stuff, if not all of them, you've never heard before. But there's some real nice sounds in here. And it's going to be some guitar rock, some psychedelic stuff, some real smooth metal stuff. It's going to be a mixture of everything. But I just hope you enjoy it. But welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get started. We got Dale Shannon going to get us started, a group called The Feathers, and then a guy who called himself Merlin. So this is going to be Dale Shannon coming up. Of course, Dale had hits early 60s, but this is from 1975 on the Island label, and it's his version of the Zombies' hit, Tell Her No. And I got a little more to say about Dale in a minute. We'll do that after the song. So here we go with Dale Shannon and Tell Her No.
So good, so good, my baby's so good. Oh, my baby.
So blue, so blue.
My baby,
so blue.
Himself Merlin out of 1970. That's a song called Dirty Woman. That was on the label known as 123. You've probably seen a few of those if you go into some record shows and look through some boxes, but pretty good little sound by that guy. I don't know anything else about him, but I just played it when I was looking through some records one time and liked it and thought I'd pick it up, and had a good 70s sound there. Merlin, Dirty Woman. The Feathers from 1968, before that, song called My Baby's So Good, S-O-U-L, My Baby's So Good, on the Team label. And good little sound by those guys. And Dale Shannon before that, 1975, on the Island label, Tell Her No. Of course, that was a Zombies hit, and he did his cover close to 10 years after it was released. Of course, people, you know, that might know Dale, they know his song Runaway and a few others, and most people after, say, the 70s probably didn't know who Dale Shannon was, but Dale was pretty big in getting the Beatles well-known, in a sense. He was in England, and he came back, and he was the first one to record a McCartney-Lennon song here in America and released it. And he had a good version of that. He did a cover of From Me to You, and he knew their stuff, came back, recorded it, and he didn't necessarily introduce the Beatles to America, but he was familiar with their stuff, and he saw some good things coming. So, good stuff by Dale Shannon, 1975, Tell Her No. All right, we got Linda Ronstadt going to get us started, Wheat Straw, and then Delaney and Bonnie. And we're going to start off with one of Linda Ronstadt's songs when the record label says Stone Ponies with featuring Linda Ronstadt. So this is before she was really a solo artist. She was with Stone Ponies. And this little song called Hobo.
I lit my Pierce candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye of any vagabond that passed it by. And I waited in my lonely house. Before he came, I felt him drawing near. And as he neared, I felt the ancient fear that he had come to my door and jeer. And I waited in my meeting house. Tell me stories, I call to the hobo. Stories of old, I smile to the hobo. Stories of cold, I wept to the hobo. As he stood before my beating house, no, said the hobo, no more tales of time. Don't ask me now to wash away the grime. I can't come in, for it's too high a climb. And he walked away from my lonely house. Then you be damned, I screamed to the hobo. Turn into stone, I cried to the hobo. Leave me alone, I knelt to the hobo. And he walked away from my fleeting house. I lit my pierced candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye of any vagabond who passed it by. And I waited in my bleeding house.
Monday morning comes a little slower now. Sunday night stay longer somehow. Sleep I need is such a long time overdue. But everywhere I turn and I see your name.
1 a.m. I should be sleeping in my bed. But I can't stop these thoughts from turning in my head. Yes, so now you're gone. You don't need me anyhow, but that was then. And now is only
much longer than before. I hear that sorrow's come to knock on my door. So it's no wonder if you find I'm feeling bad. It's all because I've lost the only love I had.
1 a.m. I should be sleeping in my bed. But I can't stop these thoughts from turning. Was then, and now is only now.
Thank you.
Lainey and Bonnie, Miss Ann, a song recorded by Little Richard way back when, and this is their version of it. Now, I really like that piano on that one, too, right here. So that was from 1970, and good sound by that couple there, Delaney and Bonnie. They did a lot of work with Leon Russell, and Clapton came in, helped sometime. The flip side of that did chart, although it only made it to number 119. It's a little song called They Call It Rock and Roll, but I like this side better, so I thought I'd play it. Delaney and Bonnie, 1970, Miss Ann. Wheat Straw, a group called Wheat Straw before that, from 1970 on the Juan label. Juan label is one that had the Kingsmen and their Louie Louie and all their songs they did. So, but this is Wheat Straw from 1970, a song called 1 A.M. Wish I knew more about these people, but I really don't. But good sound by these guys. And then one of my favorite Ronstadt songs, early, early Ronstadt, 1968 on the Columbia label, Hobo, and then parentheses, Morning Glory, song written by Tim Buckley. And I don't know if I want to say it got some airplay. It didn't chart. It didn't even bubble under the 100s, but it seemed like I remember hearing it. But I do know as I started collecting records, I did come across it and played it, and I do know I liked it a lot. Hobo, Morning Glory, Linda Ronstadt. Okay, now we're going to get into some heavy-duty rock and roll with some guitar rock. We're going to get started with Amboy Dukes, then a group called Silver Meter, and then Paul Peoples and the Echoes. So right now, we're going to let Amboy Dukes come out with a song called Baby, Please Don't Go.
Walk along, baby, please don't go. All right, boy, you must not talk. You must not talk. You must not talk. Get the candy bomb, hit the sheriff and down, baby, please don't go. All right, I'll get it.
Thank you. the morning, out on the job, out in the late hours, changing out a hallway. Much wine. There ain't enough loving. There ain't enough time. Bad life, baby. Bad life hanging round your door. You better say no, no, baby. You ain't gonna say no no more. For the evening, ain't feeling so well. Riding down the highway, and we're going to be doing it.
Peoples and the Echoes, 1968, a song called Bad Life. That's on the Standard label. And I'm one of these things. I came across, liked it, got it, but I don't know anything about them. I've looked. I just can't find much about them. Paul Peoples and the Echoes. Don't know if this is their only thing they ever did or if they did more, but good little sound by them. So, and same thing for this next group, Silver Miller. 1972 on the National General label. Now their title of this is Now They Found Me, Ballad of a Well-Known Gun. It's a Elton John song. They did this one in 1972. Elton John wrote the song, and it was known as Ballad of a Well-Known Gun. And it was on the Tumbleweed Connection LP that he did, his third LP in 1970. He did his version, but I don't think it was ever released as a flip side or anything. So if you like that song, you want to hear Elton's version and you like it, maybe you can find that LP, Tumbleweed Connection. And the Amboy Dukes, 1968. This one charted, but you had to really be somewhere to hear it because it only made it to number 106. Of course, they had Journey to the Center of the Mind and hits like that, and well known with their guitar work. And But this, of course, Them did this song, Baby Please Don't Go, and then along came Amboy Dukes, and they did it, and Real Good Santa. This was a shorter version than they did also on the LP, so, I hope you liked it. Of course, this is where Ted Nugent got his start. He was playing guitar in this group and then went on to have a big, big career. Okay, let's see. We've got Tom Rush going to get us started. Then a little Grand Funk guitar rock coming up. And then a girl group called What For. So let's get started now. And with Tom Rush, Wrong End of the Rainbow.
From shore to shore, smiling faces come and go. There's years of roads and highway signs, and the hours go on for miles and miles.
Thank you.
Four, F-O-U-R, girl group sound, real good sound. 1965 on the Capitol label, Anything for a Laugh. And I kind of wondered when I first came across this if being a girl group and on the Capitol label and 1965, if maybe Brian Wilson or the Beach Boys had anything to do with them. But I don't see anything on the label about their names being producers or writers or anything. So maybe they didn't. I don't guess they did. But anyway, that came on the Capitol label about the same time the Beach Boys were going strong. And good sound by this group. The What For, Anything for a Laugh. Grand Funk Railroad before that. From the On Time label, On Time LP, 1969, on the Capitol label. This was released as a 45, and Sin's A Good Man's Brother. You know, that album that it came off of, On Time, also brought us I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home. Songs like Mean Mistreater, Hooked on Love. And they had some good sounds on that LP. And I've always been a big Grand Funk fan, so I always like their stuff. And Tom Rush before that on the Columbia label from 1973, Wrong End of the Rainbow, a song that he wrote. Okay, let's see. It's almost time to go, but we got time for a couple more sets. Let's do our double play of the day. We're going to get started with Gordon Lightfoot doing a song, and then we're going to play our double play of the day, and we're going to do Eric Clapton today. But first, Gordon Lightfoot's going to get us going from 1973 with a song called It's Worth Believing.
There's a warm wind tonight, and the moon turns the tide. When the stars take their ride, she'll be leaving. Where she goes, I don't know. She won't tell me what it is makes her act like this. But I've got a funny feeling that it's me. It's worth believing. Should I ask, do you like to go walking on the sand, listen to the sea? Or could it be someone kind? Could it be that I'm a fool? There's something wrong with you. And I've got a funny feeling that it's me. It's worth believing. There's a breeze from the shore and the waves overlap. When I've called in the cat, she'll go walking and she cries to herself in the night when I'm asleep. She lies awake and weeps. Something new, someone older has returned, or is it just a game? I've got a funny feeling that it's me. It's worth believing. La 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 la. There's a warm wind tonight, and the moon turns the tide. When the stars take their ride, she'll be leaving. Where she goes, I don't know. She won't tell me what it is that makes her act like this. Should I ask, do you like to go walking on the shore, listen to the sea? Could it be someone kind? Could it be that I'm a fool? There's something wrong with you. I've got a funny feeling that it's me. It's worth believing. Da-da-da. 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 Da-da-da.
We'll be right back. I'm drifting and drifting, just like a ship out on the sea. I'm drifting and drifting, just like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again. I would feel much better, darling, and at least I'd have a friend. Like a ship out on the sea, I'm drifting and drifting, just like a ship out on the sea. Because I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me.
Double play of the day, Eric Clapton. That one, that right there, that's a 45 I have from 1944 and 1994, and it's called Drifting. And you flip it over, and the flip side did chart, went to number 114. It's called Motherless Child. Now, what I did when I flipped it over and I saw that, of course, it is not the same song as he did in 1974 called Motherless Children, which was a Blind Willie Johnson song, gospel song that he did in 1927, but Eric took it and made it an album cut on his 461 Ocean Boulevard song album. I'm sorry, but so I decided I'd play that one, and it's Motherless Children, 1974. So that's what you heard here. You didn't hear the flip of this one called Motherless Child. So, but that's our double play of the day: Drifting by Eric Clapton and Motherless Children off his LP from 1974. And Eric Clapton. Before that, Gordon Lightfoot got us started from 1973 on the Reprise label. It's Worth Believing, and good sound by him. I do like the Gordon Lightfoot sound. So, all right, it is almost time to go now. We're going to squeeze two more in here of these records I'm playing today, songs that none of them charted. Had a couple flips that charted, but these are songs that I've had these 45s, and I got them in a box. I got it labeled late uncharted rock and roll, and so I hope you've enjoyed some of this stuff. I thought I'd just play something kind of different this week, and had a good time. I've enjoyed this because a lot of good sounds in there. But we're going to get started this next set with a group called Sticks and Stones, STIX and STONZ, from 1969, and it's on the Columbia label, and it's a song called A Love That's Real. And then we're going to play Five Man Electrical Band. You remember their song, Signs. This is a little bit later than that one, and from 1973. And we're going to play one by them, Baby Want a Boogie. So hope you enjoy that one. But anyway, here we go right now, and Sticks and Stones.
sounds that flow around. Put your head with Mexican red, turn off your lamp and sink into your bed. Everyone will treat you as their equal, but you mustn't criticize those who try to visualize the meaning of their lives through plastic eyes.
Electrical Band, 1973, on the Lion label. A song called Baby Wanna Boogie. And a good little sound by that bunch. They hung around together for a while. Of course, they had their big song, Signs, back in the later 60s. And we all enjoyed it while we were in school. And good Sam. And somebody else did a version of that. Tesla has done a live version of that and did a pretty good job there. And before that, Sticks and Stones from 1969 on the Columbia label. A Love That's Real. And I don't know anything about these guys, but I like that sound. And thought I'd keep that record and play it today. So I hope you enjoyed it. Well, we do have to go, and it's we've been playing records here in the from the late I'd say from like what 65 on up to the mid 70s. Of course, that one Eric Clapton song was 1994, but. Anyway, just songs that didn't chart and came out of a box I've got called Late Uncharted Rock and Roll, and just different sounds that I liked when I played them and thought I'd get those records. So, but anyway, thanks for joining us here on BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And when I started doing this little project, I said, well, I hope I can find me an instrumental, because I always like to end my show with an instrumental song, and I did. I came across one. It's by a group called Super Circus. C-I-R-K-U-S, and the name of the song is Bubblegum March. And the flip side is kind of a bubblegum style song that you might remember there in the late 60s, but this one's not. This is pure guitar rock here coming up, but it is instrumental. I hope you enjoy it. Bubblegum March by Super Circus, 1969. It's on the Super K label if you come across it. So, anyway, thanks for joining us, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.